Critique, Review, and Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, super proudly presents...
Hey, it's time for Madonna Uniquities number 5. We're up to number 5.
Madonna, only thing I can say is I saw you walk on Instagram the other day and you were making fun of your pants. You are still the most gorgeous woman alive. That's all I can say. Wow.
I gotta say, I razz you a lot on the intros all the time. But here, at the same time, you know what? I completely spaced it and forgot to put Madonna Uniquities number 4 up for a vote.
And we all space it. It's called getting a little older, a little more chubbier, and just gotta get healthy for your body. Not your looks, for your heart. That's it.
I'm gonna post them anyway. They're gonna be a little late, but I just, those two songs, I like to have them shared anyway, because they're worth sharing, you know? So, here we go. We're getting into a little soundtrack called Who's That Girl?
Nikki Finn?
Who's
that?
Nikki
was her
Finn?
Character.
Oh, that was her character? Okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never seen the movie.
That was one of the movies when my heart stopped at the age of 17, 18. It was like, wow. She came out of the dumpster with the tiger.
Yeah.
Wow. It was just, oh my gosh.
To have a co-star as a tiger.
Madonna.
Who was the male lead? Dwayne something?
No, the guy from, oh my gosh. I forget his name. He was on
Cheech and Chong.
They did a movie about a long time before that about this... somebody get robbed in the village and stuff. It was pretty cool, and he was like, they made him it. I forget his name, the actor. He's really a good
it's
actor.
Late, no
Griffin
worries.
Dunn.
Griffin Dunn, that's
ba,
it.
Ba, 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 bang.
I knew there was a D
yes,
there somewhere.
Yes, I got this
Griffin
now.
Dunn.
That's how big of a Madonna fan I am. I love this.
So here we are. Sure. So the soundtrack came out on July 21st, 1987. Oh. Madonna had 4 songs on the soundtrack. I have selected what's going to be the Who's That Girl? European 7-inch single. Okay? But here's the unique thing about that song. This song draws on the Beach Boys.
Really?
You know, you're familiar with the Beach Boys song, God Only Knows and I Get Around?
Yeah.
It has what's called the sonic effect in it, okay? It employs this effect on the last chorus where 3 or 4 different vocal hooks are intertwining together, kind of like your DNA chain. So listen to that as we get into this, because I never knew this
until
I looked it up. So here's Who's That Girl, European 7-inch single. Go for it. Take it, Madonna.
Bye.
Okay, I am totally have a new respect and enjoyment for that song now.
Only thing I gotta say is this brings back a lot of memories from 87, getting ready to graduate high school, and it's like Madonna was every young man's, or at least people
I know's
goddess.
I mean,
because she just, not just hit after hit, the way she looked, the way she...
She had the whole package.
She was another Marilyn Monroe.
She really was. I mean, I gotta say it again there, because you got that Señoritas must meet her, and then who's that girl? It intertwines together. So the sonic effect
that
in full
is
range.
There.
Yeah. As I described it, kind of like your DNA.
Yes.
I like that.
The DNA of meeting the Señorita.
So it brings us to our next rare and hard to find Madonna's track.
What do we got now?
We're going into the Immaculate Collection. Did you ever buy the Immaculate Collection?
Yes.
Justify My Love, Rescue Me.
Justify My
Love. I think I wore out my CD because I don't have it anymore.
I still have the book.
You still have... You're talking about the...
The original book.
What was it called? The Erotica? No.
The Immaculate Collection.
The book?
Yeah, well, she had a book with that.
Okay.
Because it was... I'm trying to think... Oh, shit, man.
No, the book had a different title.
Yeah, but it was to do with all that, though. The Immaculate...
Yeah, it tied into that. Yeah.
Because it was like... Like you said before, this, pick up the CD, pick up the cassette tape, pick up this,
yeah.
Pick up the VHF, for anybody who doesn't know what that is, video recorder. It was a big tape we used to watch things on.
Well,
and that, but it was all tied in. I still have the book, though.
Well, it was November 1990. The Immaculate Collection was actually the greatest hits,
yes.
The first one, the first album coming out. But here's the thing, all right? So as we were talking about the sonic effect on the Who's That Girl, the way they were putting the mix, remixing all the songs, they were doing it something called Q-Sound. Have you ever heard of this?
Wow. No, but it sounds really, really fascinating.
To make it long story short, it's basically creating the sound to have a three-dimensional effect.
Sweet.
So even if you're not at the point of where you're... Remember when we were talking, when we were out for that walk and we could hear that kind of echo and that little chirping going on? Kind of like that. Wherever you move a little bit, you can still hear. Kind of like a three-dimensional with sound, cue sound.
Pretty sweet.
So Warner Brothers decided to release before that, because there were four songs that were not on the Immaculate Collection: True Blue, Who's That Girl, Causing a Commotion, and Holiday.
Holiday.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And so in England, they released a four-track EP called The Immaculate Holiday Collection.
Wow, pretty cool.
It got up to number 5 in the UK. Now, this wasn't available here in the US, okay? And those songs and those mixes were exclusive to just to that EP.
Wow.
So what I picked was Holiday. The longer, they take the album version but remix it with this cue sound and get a whole new creature.
Just hear this has got to be awesome.
You just want to hear this.
Just want to hear it.
So here we are. Here we go. Madonna, cue sound, Holiday.
I have a question.
I hope I have an answer.
Now, this is for Madonna. Madonna, if you're listening.
I don't have an answer.
How are you supposed to give fellatio to everybody who voted for Hillary?
Oh, jeez.
Because I really want to know this answer. You promised. So I want to collect.
Only from the world of Jersey Mike. So oh. I thought holiday was good because we're getting into the Memorial Day holiday.
Can you believe Memorial Day 2017 is right around the corner, the kickoff of unofficially of summer.
We're between that two-thirds and that 50% mark coming down the pike again. You
it's
know?
Just unbelievable how time does not stand still for anybody. Ew. So kids, if you're listening, you're getting your nerd on, enjoy life, study, stay in school, and pick something positive to do that you're going to like. If not, let me tell you get older, it gets tougher, and you don't like it. But we love our podcast nerd shit.
We do. So we're gonna be picking a third song for our outro from here on out.
Ready to roll.
What we got is from Erotica, 1992. This is the fourth single. This album sold 6 million copies worldwide. This was a single that was released in U.S., Canada, Japan, Australia, Europe. It's basically the world single. This is Rain, the Radio Remix.
Call me a fool, but I know I'm not. I'm gonna stand.
For the purpose of critique review, I forgot the last one.
And
education. I'm just a little tired today.
Now you're adding to the blooper list.
So, for review.